This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
God bless Texas.
And Texas blessed Ted Cruz with a solid win last night in his home state of Texas. It was win in Texas or go home for Senator Cruz, but he's still a long way from the nomination. Victoria Coates is the foreign policy advisor for Ted Cruz's campaign. Senator Cruz needed Texas like nobody's business. Victoria, what now?
Well, I think it was a great victory in Texas, John. I mean, 17 points when everyone was writing his obituary 48 hours ago and saying that Trump was going to win the state. It wasn't even close. And with Marco not being able to get over 20%, I think you really see this race separating into a two-man battle. And that's where we have to focus our energies.
Does Marco Rubio have to get out of the race for Ted Cruz to have any chance?
Well, I mean, this is a democracy and all of our candidates run freely. Obviously, he doesn't have to do anything, but I think if you believe that Donald Trump is not the best thing for our nation, then you really have to give some hard thought into who can actually beat him. And Senator Cruz has proven resoundingly last night that he can.
What about the argument that if a majority of Republicans believe that Donald Trump is fine for the nation, then Ted Cruz is just going to have to stand aside?
Well, obviously, I mean, that is the case in our democracy, but we very much believe we have a clear path to victory. I mean, what he's saying is that he has very strong policy differences with Mr. Trump. That's what he wants to highlight. And that he believes that he, Senator Cruz, has a clear path to the nomination himself, and that's what he wants to pursue.
Why did Trump do so well, do you think?
It's been an incredible ride, I think, for Mr. Trump over the last 10 months. He's just tapped into a passionate vein of anger in the American people, particularly on economic issues, on feeling like their wages are stagnating, there isn't the opportunity that there has been, on foreign policy, which is obviously my area, where they feel like America is being mocked. So I don't think that this is now surprising. I mean, obviously, we couldn't have predicted it 10 months ago. But that's where we are. And the differences, though, that Senator Cruz wants to point out is how to solve these problems.
Finally, Victoria Coates, Hillary Clinton got a huge applause last night, as expected. It was her supporters, of course, in her speech where she said, this isn't about making America great again. America has always been great. It's about, filling the holes and supplying an option for people who have been left behind. Do you think that's what this general election is going to be about, the debate between the Republicans who are saying America is not great and has to be made great again and that there's been a disaster under Barack Obama, and what the Democrats seem to be saying, which Americans are buying, and that is that it hasn't been a disaster. There's some fixing that has to be done, but America doesn't need to be made great again.
John, I think you're being very generous there. What she said was that America has to be made whole again. And again, last time I looked at a map, we were a whole sovereign nation. We haven't lost pieces. But it, I think, is, again, a difference with Mr. Trump. Senator Cruz has said this, that we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And what we need to do is get back to the principles that made us great. And that's something he obviously is quite expert in. I don't really understand how anyone could look at our current circumstances, economic and international, and say that we just need to sort of pick around the edges here, that everything's going swimmingly well. I mean, 6 weeks ago, we had our sailors on their knees with Iranian guns pointed at their heads. This is a disaster. The stock market is cratering. As I mentioned, wages are stagnating. This is not a good time. And to say, oh, we just need to patch it up a little bit, seems borderline delusional. So if that's her argument for the general, we're ready for that.
Victoria Coates is a foreign policy advisor for Ted Cruz and the author of David Sling, A History of Democracy in 10 Works of Art. Thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you, John. Take care.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.